This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Julia Jacobs. The COVID-19 pandemic and closure of all schools across the world was a curveball to many students, teachers, and parents alike. Everyone has had to adapt, and fast too. But the transition to online learning has not been easy for many. Eddie Lim has been working with teachers across the country to ensure that education is not halted for our children. The founder and CEO of Live Tuition, Sundiram Berhad, he joins me now to share how he's working towards that. Welcome, Eddie. How are you today?
Hi, Julia. Thank you for having me on the show. I am doing great.
All right. It's lovely to have you. So, you know, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, most of us have had to move to an online mode of education, you know, hopefully as a stopgap arrangement, but we're not too sure about that. And, you know, everyone, as I mentioned, has had to adapt and fast. You know, from your discussions with parents and teachers, what have been some of the major challenges that they are facing?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. I think the MCO has really forced us to change the way we live. And I guess this is especially apparent in education, where learning behavior has really just changed drastically. Since the MCO began, I have actually been in close contact with many school teachers and parents. And from what I have found out, currently many of them are using applications such as Zoom, Skype, to conduct their classes online. Mm-hmm. But while these tools are really great for live streaming, they aren't exactly proper learning management tools. Like, for example, if the teachers were to conduct their classes via Zoom, by the time they end the Zoom session, whatever they have taught, the materials they've shared, they all just disappear. And they can record their live sessions, but there is still no real way for them to manage their classes and all the materials shared systematically. So I think this is actually a big problem, right? And I think that's pretty much something that's presenting itself as a major problem when it comes to learning and teaching in this country at this point.
Okay. And what about parents? You know, I mean, parents have had to play that increased role as teacher as well as parent in the home, you know, having to educate their wards while they are, you know, trying to struggle with work, for example. Has that also been some feedback that you've been getting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, for parents, traditionally, it is the teachers who will be responsible for ensuring that, you know, students pay attention in classes because classes took place in school. But now the classes are happening online at home. So the caretaker role has now been pretty much pushed back directly to the parents. So yes, they will definitely have to now play a more active role in making sure that, you know, their children are attending these online classes. But the problem is, right now, there is really no platform in the market that easily shares with the parents the class schedules of their children. So they wouldn't really know if their children are actually attending these classes or not. And you know, these are just a combination of factors that, for me, I think, sadly, this has just crippled education in our country at this moment.
And, you know, that transition to online learning, online schooling has not been seamless. I mean, and it's also not very fully inclusive, I would say. I mean, there have been many, you know, there are many out there without a proper working device, for example, or they don't have reliable internet connection, you know, both, of course, which are needed for online classes. You know, how do you think we can hope to address that issue?
Well, that's another really spot-on observation, Juliet, because while over here at Live Tuition, we do have an online platform for learning and teaching, that is really not enough, because you are right. There are many students who currently do not have devices like mobile phones or laptop at the moment. And even if they do, right, they may not have good internet connection, both of which are, I would say, the most essential items for online learning to take place. Mm-hmm. And even more so if the classes are going to be live streamed. So these are definitely challenges that we will need to face at a national level. And to be honest with you, alone, I think we are not able to solve this. We will need to work with many parties to get this solution.
Okay. And, you know, I was reading across the world, you know, some students have actually developed a real intolerance actually towards studying in line because, you know, it's so difficult for them to interact with the rest of the class. You know, everything's done via a monitor. Everyone's talking at the same time. You know, you can't really get your teacher's attention, or, you know, the louder ones are the ones that succeed more than you if you're the quiet one, for example, right? From your interactions with students, have you come across this as a problem for Malaysian kids as well?
I think any new technology that disrupts the norm will will face all sorts of challenges at the beginning. So I do see this as a challenge, but I do believe that this is a challenge that can be overcome in time. We are still at a very, very early discovery phase when it comes to online classes, especially in Malaysia. And you know, Juliet, trust me, man. I mean, we've tried it. It's an absolutely horrendous experience when we taught a group of students for the first time, like talking students. but that was actually when we discovered the mute function. So, yeah. So for all our live stream classes, we would usually mute all students prior to them joining the class as a default. So that's what we teach our teachers as well to do before they start their classes, to set the mute on default. Because you don't need 100 students to notice that it's going to be noisy. You just need 10. It's good enough.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. But then again, you know, Juliet, on the flip side, we do see more proactivity from students when it comes to asking questions. Like on our education platform, they will be able to type their questions on the chat section. And we do see a lot of questions. But then that in itself could sometimes actually be a problem, because we have noticed even classes that sometimes become an entire question and answer session instead of a teaching session. Mm. So I guess the teachers will need to experience it first. And as they get used to teaching online, it would become easier for them to balance, you know, these aspects out.
Okay. And, you know, to come kind of overcome all of that, you've developed a platform which can be found at mytuition.live. And that has a comprehensive learning management system. It was developed, I know, for the private tuition industry. But what motivated you to start this?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Money was probably the motivation at the beginning. Yeah,
everyone's got to survive.
But to be honest, you know, seriously speaking, I've been in the education industry for about 15 years, and the initial idea when we started to develop this platform about 2 years back was actually to connect any teacher with any student in this country, because we started off as organizers for seminars. And usually, upon the end of our seminar, because seminars usually only take place during the weekend, and it's probably just once for these students to meet. They only have one chance to meet our teachers. Mm. And usually, by the end of our 1 day or 2 day seminar, these students will come back to me and say, "You know, Eddie, I'd like to continue learning from this teacher." But the thing is, we could not help them because our teachers are based everywhere in the country, and sometimes these students could be from Penang. And if my teacher is in KL, there's really no way for them to just attend their classes at their tuition centers. Mm-hmm. So what we did was we noticed this as a problem as well. And we also noticed that tuition centers, they are usually also faced with two main problems. First, their marketing will always be confined to only the area where their center is located. Mm-hmm. They can never go beyond, you know. And secondly, you know, imagine if this tuition teacher has a class tonight from 7 to 8:30 p.m., if that class is full, the only way this teacher can earn more is by opening a second session. And even then, he'll probably need to repeat again what he's taught at, you know, during the first session all over again. So this repetition is also a problem. So with this platform right now, we're just telling them that, hey, you don't have to do anything extra. If tonight you've got a class, 7 to 8:30, just list that class on our platform. And while they are teaching this existing class, just live stream it. We're going to help them to connect to any student in this whole country. Or they can even just start another new class on our platform, sit in front of their laptop, you know, save all the money they need to start the tuition center, and basically just start teaching.
And how does it work? You know, what sort of functions does the management system integrate?
Well, the aim of the platform is to essentially transfer the entire classroom learning experience to the online space. So we have pretty much integrated all the necessary functions for conducive teaching and learning environment to occur in a single platform. So now what the teachers basically will need to do is, you know, what the teachers will be able to decide the size of the class they would like to teach, whether it's one-to-one, one to a small group, or even as many as 300 students. The teachers will be able to live stream their classes. They will be able to manage their courses and materials in there, set quizzes. There is the digital whiteboard function, gamification features, as well as leaderboards, you know, where students who answer the most quizzes correctly can be awarded with e-badges, e-certificates by the end of the month. So these are all the various functions we've pretty much integrated into this platform.
Okay, that's wonderful. So very interactive in that sense as well, right? I mean, some sort of a reward system going on as well and all of that. And I know that you've assembled a team of reputable teachers to provide free classes for the duration of this MCO. Tell me how you went about doing that and who are some of the teachers?
Yes. Well, although initially it was meant for commercial purposes because of what is currently happening in this country. So we've basically assembled a team of pretty much, I would say, these are just super teachers to be teaching on the platform. Yeah, I mean, we've got like people like, for example, Mr. Tan. He's actually a very renowned Bahasa Melayu, a BM Malay language teacher, who has, in fact, written more than 300 books. It's an unbelievable number.
Wow.
And he is, in fact, even the trainer for BM teachers in this country. And then we have Puan Yasmin. Oh, this is a super teacher as well, because she's actually the first teacher in the whole of Southeast Asia to actually become the finalist for the top 50 Global Teacher Prize. In fact, you know, I was just told that she has been selected for the NASA Space Camp or something like that, I think in the year 2021. So yeah, we even have teachers who have written the school textbooks, the current school textbooks. So these are the type of teachers who will be teaching on this platform. At least, you know, for the month of June, it will be free.
Okay, all right. And that's wonderful, you know. And what sort of classes will they be teaching?
Well, for the first phase of our launch, where the classes will begin in June, we will be focusing on secondary school syllabus and the IGCSE. Mm-hmm. So it will include subjects like Bahasa Melayu, English, math, science, sejarah, physics, chemistry, accounting, biology, and of course a host of others. It will be basically based on the National Secondary School Syllabus and the IGCSE for the first phase.
Okay.
But of course, you know, for our second phase onwards, we will be expanding over to the primary level and Form 6 syllabus as well.
Okay, and how does somebody join, you know? I mean, is it open to everyone who will be taking such classes? You know, I suppose that's the age group as such that you're catering for in this first phase, right?
Yes, it is going to be open to any student in the entire country. We truly want to just kickstart education again for the nation. It's very much the nation building initiative for the month of June.
Okay.
Because to be honest with you, a lot of students are really not doing much at this point. So for the entire month of June, they will be able to live stream. They will be able to learn from these teachers for absolutely free. In fact, even right now, the students can already head on to www.mytuition.life. That's where our platform is. And they can pre-register for these classes over there even now. But then again, you know, they do need to be fast though, because the platform will only be able to accommodate 300 live streaming students at any one point in time during those classes. So, and all these teachers, they will only have like one live stream session once a week for 4 weeks during the month of June. And Juliet, if you know, right, if you don't know, there are 4.65 million students in this country. So if they're still,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if they're still late, they will be able to, of course, you know, view back the recorded classes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that will be a little bit less interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
There's no interactivity as such, right? And I guess
the
only equipment that they really need is their computer and an internet connection in that sense.
Oh, yes. And even if they don't have a PC or a laptop, they can even access it via a mobile phone. It's only, I mean, for the teachers who are teaching, a laptop or a PC would be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But for a student learning, I think even a mobile phone will be good enough if they don't have a laptop or a PC.
Okay, that's great. And there's no eligibility requirements as such, right? It's open to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I guess the question then is, you know, what happens to classes once the MCO is over? You know, if somebody would like to continue with the classes, you know, they're happy with the teacher, how can they continue with the classes?
Well, firstly, I believe that learning behavior will change. we didn't really launch this because of the COVID-19. It was just coincidental that the COVID-19 struck at the year that we wanted to launch this service online, because we started to develop this about 2 years back. And I think, you know, education would have gone online regardless. It was just a matter of time. Mm-hmm. The COVID-19 pretty much just accelerated this revolution. So to answer your question, right, mytuition.life, it will continue to function as an online education platform. The teaching community on our platform will then be also, they will be allowed to charge a certain fee on a student who would like to enroll in their classes over there on the platform. Mm-hmm. But we're quite confident that the fees on the platform will be lower, because there is no longer a need for teachers or private tutors to set up tuition centers that usually come with higher overhead costs. But having said this, right, Juliet, I also would like to just bring us back to one of the points that you just mentioned, that, you know, there are still many without internet, without reliable internet connection, no proper working devices, you know. Mm-hmm. So I do see this as a challenge that we'll have to really face at a national level. I mean, we are open to discussing with the MOE, even MOSTI, to try to find a viable solution for this together. In fact, you know, right now we are currently discussing with a public listed company on the possibility of exploring the usage of the BPL technology, which is the broadband over power lines technology for rural areas with no proper internet connectivity as a short-term solution. Mm-hmm. And for all the other corporate companies out there, you know, please come to us if you want to do this together, because I think at this point, this is truly a nation building initiative. We really need to get education back up on its feet. So here at MyTuition, we do need a lot of support to make this possible. And we are even open to diluting the shares of our company to parties that can help us to scale and just solve all these issues together.
Okay, that's wonderful. It sounds like a wonderful initiative. And, you know, if anyone would like to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
They can email me. My email will be eddielim@youthworldgroup.com. youthworldgroup.com. So it's eddielim@youthworldgroup.com. Or they can simply just find me on Facebook. It's Eddie Lim Yitmin, LimYitmin. And we can just start chatting from there anytime.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today, Eddie. I've been speaking to Eddie Lim. He's the founder and CEO of Live Tuition Sendirian Berhad. And if you'd like to find out more information, you can get in touch with Eddie through all those methods that he just mentioned. Or you can also go to mytuition.live. That's mytuition.live. If you miss any part of this interview or any previous Live and Learn interviews, you can search for the podcast on our BFM app, available on Google Play, the App Store, and also on Spotify. This has been Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.